The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Kind of a special presentation today. A guy fresh out of the can of worms out there, Tom Lacovara. Sitting here with Ron McDonald. He's out there in Northern California that nearly burnt down. In a lot of instances, I don't know, you might have been protected in a kind of a convoluted sort of way there. I don't know, Tom.
Yes, yeah.
If you would, continue with Ammon's statement to the court.
Okay, and he goes on to say, what is this about? Court orders. They say my father had the opportunity in the courts. The court wouldn't consider states' rights. They have forgotten that they are servants of the people. We the people are the sovereign, and ultimately we the people are the government formed to meet the needs that are better met by a group than by individuals. We are not slaves. We need to remember that. They think that's forgotten. The definition of freedom is lost in America. When we have to have a license or ask permission to do everything, we are subjects. Back to the charges. They claimed I went to Richfield and that the sheriff had to be called because we were causing such a ruckus. Evidence will show otherwise. We boycott to influence, to change ways. We protest to cause a change. These are First Amendment rights. We do not get these rights from the Bill of Rights. We have rights to begin with. It should be called the Prohibition of Government List. That's exactly what I call it. The Bill of Rights is the Prohibition of Government. We have freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly. We can petition for a redress of grievances, rights we don't want the government to mess with. A redress is to find an answer, find a solution, one way to protest. BLM put up the First Amendment zones, not much bigger than this courtroom. We called them pig pens. By creating that area, they were denying our right everywhere else. That's what they used to arrest my brother. He was outside the pig pens. The First Amendment has been protected over and over again in our history. There's lots of media in the gallery today. They wouldn't be happy to have their rights to free speech taken. Well, I tell you, I can identify with that. First Amendment was put in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. They shall make no law restricting these things. As you saw in the video yesterday, my brother was not impeding, not blocking. He was on a state road on its right of way, simply to take pictures with his iPad of them stealing our cattle. They attacked him, threw him to the ground, rubbed his face in the ground. He started becoming emotional. He went on to continue, the American public saw this and came not to impede or to do harm. They came because they feel the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of freedom, and felt we the people are not going to put up with that kind of behavior. It was not pointed out there were snipers on the hill. I witnessed that through the binoculars, and evidence will show this. Back to the Richfield, Utah evidence and witness testimony will show there was not a ruckus at all that disrupted or shut down that auction. I called the sheriff, and that's the pattern. The local law enforcement and state brand inspectors in Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. I had contact with the highway patrol, county commissioners, and several counties and state officials. Not all face-to-face, but some through phone calls. Is this what a criminal does? No. We are we were there protecting life, liberty, and property. You saw the video of them hip-chucking my Aunt Margaret, 50-plus years old, and just finished with cancer treatments, the mother of 11 children. They call these BLM agents law enforcement, but they're just BLM employees. All authority comes from we the people. We delegate authority to the county sheriff, who we elect, and he hires deputies. We then have a sheriff's department to protect our life, liberty, and property. Choosing for yourself is freedom, and we have no right to impede or harm others. That's God's law. Man-made law is to follow that. Man is supposed to be free, not controlled serfs or slaves. Government is to be our servant. The government went in and shut down 600,000 acres. Not one of us ever went into their enclosed area and never impeded them. Even my brother driving into the dump truck, isn't that an impediment? The court order did not allow destruction of water infrastructure that they ran into their water infrastructure and destroyed it, the BLM. What was the dump truck doing out there? Since that was beyond the scope of the supposed court order, we had a right to know. They could have stopped and answered our questions, but no. They set out attack dogs and tasers and threw Aunt Margaret to the ground. Every incident they are charging us with happened on the property that belonged to the state of Nevada. Even if BLM had the authority to close public land, they have no authority to close the state of Nevada public land. The fence was on the state of Nevada public land. Except by invitation, you will not see one of us breach that fence or impede to gather. We did not violate the court order. Dave went over the fence by the invitation of Dan Love, and then the sheriff took over and asked for our help to take down the fence, and then the cowboys, led by the sheriff's squad cars, went to release the cattle. The sheriff honored his oath and did his job. Wish he would have done it sooner. I love my family. I love them. I love this land. I love freedom. I am from the state of Nevada. I am a true Nevadan. I mentioned before that Nevada became a state on October 31st, and we always got out of school on that day. I always thought we got out because it was my birthday. I'm a true Nevadan. I believe you are too, and love freedom as much as I do. Freedom's not being lost overseas. It's lost right here at home in our backyards and our front yards. Until we are willing to do whatever it takes, liberty will be and is being lost. We are not anti-government. Government has its proper place and duties to perform. I want government to do its job, nothing more, nothing less. When government does more or less than its job, it becomes the criminal. When government damages our rights, it becomes the criminal. When someone harms or damages another's life, liberty, or property, that is the definition of a criminal. Extortion, violence, pointing guns, everything we are charged with, they were doing, and thousands came running. The world knew about this. China, Ireland, they sent us a flag, by the way. New Zealand and other countries. Why? Because America stood for freedom and has for years. It's the world's last bastion of freedom. It's interested in seeing how America will deal with the freedom. The world wants to know. The American people said, yes, we will stand for freedom. The government, you've gone too far, and we will put a stop to it. The courts have a place. It is said that we, the people, are the fourth branch of government. I say we are the first. The legislature to make the laws, the executive to execute the laws, the judicial to judge. All three branches are to protect your rights, our rights, freedom, liberty. Government does not have the authority in and of itself. Man creates government to fulfill and protect rights. We, the people, give government the authority through the Constitution. The Tenth Amendment ensures states' rights. Evidence will show my father and brothers are innocent men. We need you to put that on paper that we are not guilty. You are the 12 to represent us. Peers, equals, people, we, the people. Guns, lots of guns, scary camo, freedom of speech, also the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment. The militia was necessary. This is all part of the trial. What is a militia? It is defined in the law. U.S. Code defines militia, all able-bodied men 17 to 45 years of age. How many of you are a member of the militia? The state of Nevada extended that and includes men up to the age of 64. How many of you are now a member of the Nevada militia? There is an organized militia, the National Guard, and the organized militia, everyone else. Why did the Founding Fathers include the Second Amendment? Was it for duck hunting? I don't think so. Militia is mentioned 6 times in the Constitution. Such a small document, few things are mentioned more than the militia. The central government of this union, and yet media or whatever else wants to put a bad face on it. Why did they come to the Bundy Ranch? To peacefully assemble. redress of grievances. No one was harmed except Davy, Ammon, and Margaret. You will not see in evidence that we ever harmed anyone. They attack, and we turn the other cheek. We were peaceful, insistent, yes and yes, demanding these men, these people, did not come to seek an opportunity to point guns at government. Hundreds, even thousands of people we did not know. That's exemplary. These people came to do good, to protect me, to save my life. I had a sniper pointing at me, 200 armed men surrounding my home, my family. And he starts tearing up. Ryan Payne has been portrayed as a bad man. Evidence will show otherwise. He saved my life. He saved my life. Others came, too. I didn't even meet most of them until I was in jail with them. May have seen them in passing, but I didn't know them until jail. I honor and thank them now. I thank all who came. We only have rights we are willing to fight for. You'll see evidence that I was nearly always with the sheriff or a deputy, always in communication with them. I was side by side with Sheriff Lombardo. Thank you for coming, for being here. I will still do whatever it takes. This is not a threat. It is determination. I love my freedom. Listen to the still small voice to discern between truth and error. The indictment and grand jury testimony is full of lies. Truth has been blocked in previous trials. Listen closely. We will try to get you the truth. The truth will set me free, and I'm counting on you to help me see that. I invite you to our ranch. I recognize your right to use the land. We want you to come and enjoy it. I thank you for this time. Please find me not guilty and these other men not guilty. Stand up for freedom. Thank you, Ryan Bundy.
By the way, Sheriff Lombardo, he mentioned. Who's the sheriff of Clark County out there in Vegas where the shooting just took place a couple of months ago?
I believe it may still be Lombardo.
It is.
Yeah, I've been away for a little bit.
Yeah, it is. This is the guy that was standing up in press conferences with the FBI whispering in his ear, don't go there. This is the guy that tried to be honest in his press conferences, and the FBI did everything that they could to shut this down. As a matter of fact, went to the point of confiscating all the video that went on out there. Evidently, there were multiple shooters, multiple actions taking place at the same time. And I'm wondering if this just isn't a demonstration to the people of Nevada, specifically to Sheriff Lombardo, because he was friendly to the Bundys, that look what we can do and get away with it. What do you think we can do to you? I'm telling you, Tom, you got out just in time. The foo-foo is getting ready to hit the air-moving device.
Well, I was angered at the time at Sheriff Lombardo because I wanted him to do more, but my God, what a position he's in, huh?
Well, Tom, look, I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate you, and it was tough getting through that that statement that he gave the jury out there, but I understand the passion. And I understand this thing is not over. I do believe justice will prevail. Liberty will be once again ours. I just don't want it to be too costly. I want the right people to be held accountable and then properly run through not just the just us system, but the true justice system that has been lacking in this country for a very long time. Tom, thank you.
Amen to that.
All right.
Thank you, John. You have all of you. I look forward to being back on the air, and God bless.
All righty. Thanks, Tom. Do you think he's ready to go, Ron?
he's definitely ready to go with an axe to grind.
I don't think it can properly be defined as axe grinding.
No, I guess not.
No, any time that you put the truth out, it's not necessarily axe grinding if the axe falls in the right scrawny necks out there. Some might call that revenge, but the truth is the truth, and as many people that want to bury it, subvert it, bury it, whatever the case may be, funny thing about truth, it does not like to be suppressed, and one day it seeks the light of day to once again grow, and I think that's getting ready to happen all over this Bundy trial. I think this, with all the people that are involved in the takedowns out there, Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton, BLM et al. Agencies, Ron. Agencies.
Oh, absolutely, agencies. I mean, that's what it's really basically all about. I mean, even the president under Title 44, under definitions, it'll say federal agency means the president of the United States. That's an agency. Well, do we have a legitimate government? Because I understood that the president was a man in office authorized by under oath to do the will of the people. Well, it's not a man any longer. It's an agency. So we've had a lot of things change in this country that, if you're not aware, we've been taken over. We've been hung out to dry, and that's where we are. You know, that 14th Amendment, if your rights to the first eight amendments go through the 14th Amendment, you're not free. Because prior to the Civil War, you had those rights in the 10th Amendment. Now you have to go through the 14th Amendment to acquire those rights.
And isn't it ironic, because just as you were speaking those words, you said 14th Amendment, I'm sitting here reading my 1860 pocket constitution, and I'm reading the 13th Amendment.
Ah.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, titles of nobility, bar members all, these people were to be precluded from taking public office because we had a simpler justice system. It was common sense based on English common law. Wasn't this highfalutin, backwards, popped inside out, double speaking, I'll say 5,000 words when it really means one, or maybe two, you're screwed. Legislation, policy being set by lawyers through how many different systems that they have created, Ron?
God knows how many. You know, when you think about what has happened to this country, back in the last quarter of the 19th century, they took all private land and changed it into commercial land under the law of in perpetuity. That meant you couldn't hold your title to your heirs forever and ever. Well, that was common law. That would gave you the right to the land, to own it outright. Today, you don't have that in any of your mortgage clauses, any of your deeds of trust. It doesn't say, and to his heirs, because there's no such thing any longer. It's all commercial land. So they took that away. And then they took the money away in 1933, besides the rights away and everything else right after the Civil War through that 14th Amendment. So where are we today? And I, for God to be my witness, I think the only thing that could have happened in this country was a hostile takeover of a corporation. I think that's what happened. They took the money away from the people. The people sat back and did nothing about it. They took their land away. The people sat back and did nothing about it. They've taken their freedoms away and replaced them with statutory freedoms. And the people have done nothing about it. And then we're claiming, well, I want my First Amendment right. I want my Second Amendment right. Well, you're a 14th Amendment citizen. You get what we give you.
Well, privilege to be revoked. License, which we can revoke.
Yes.
The Constitution of the United States doesn't grant anything. This is the guidelines of keep your damn hands off government, the freedoms and liberties that people already have. Do not try to restrict them, legislate them away, or anything else. You know, Ron, on Friday's program, I was sitting there and I was watching an exchange in a congressional hearing and talking about tax cuts, that we just want to give the American taxpayer a break. So we're going to create, seven different categories ranging from 10% to 39.6%. Well, maybe it might not be seven, but, you know, we want to put money back into the hands of the American people. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching these stuffed shirt asshats just lying through their grills, just lying through their teeth, with one of the biggest taxation that has ever been perpetrated on the American people comes by the way of the Federal Reserve and the interest. That's a tax for the pleasure of using their private instruments. My God in heaven, this will end, folks. Are you getting a rile up yet? Are you getting a little fed up with this? Are you still waiting for more voices to join you? Well, it's coming. Stand by.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We got just enough time. We had to go through this, folks. Ron, wait till you get a load of this. Remember Kathy Griffin, the dear comedian that hung out the beheading of or Donald Trump's head?
I remember it. The visualization's in my mind very clearly.
Okay. We had to edit this out. We had to edit out two a-holes, one F-U, and one B-S. Two B-S's. But here it is. And she is still defiant in her position. Listen to this.
It's me, Kathy Griffin, and I'm doing what I call a State of the Union YouTube video. So I hope you watch this on YouTube. It'll probably be about 5 minutes. What's the date?
Saturday, November 18th.
It's Saturday, November 18th, 2017. I kind of lose track because I'm on a world tour. All right, so what I want to address today is I'm getting a lot of online hate from trolls who think I've lost my mind. And I'm admitting I lost my mind. So it made me a star in the first place. But I just want to be honest. Like, as far as what we're going through and hoping this is a turning point for feminism and women's equality, pardon me, I just want you to know that at 57, for me, it's not a marathon. It's a sprint. So I don't have a lot of time to be patient. And, you know, I read today that my pal Lena Dunham is sticking up for some male writer that was accused of sexual harassment. And her female partner, Jenny Connor, who Judd Apatow handpicked for her, and nobody's ever handpicked anybody for me, you know, I don't know the details, but my first instinct is, girl, that's not helping the movement. And it's a movement. And the sun is coming out of the clouds as I say that. So you know, don't be too hard on Lena. Don't be too hard on me. And I just want you guys to know I'm fully in the middle of a blacklist. Like, I am in the middle of a Hollywood blacklist. It is real. I am not booked on any talk shows. I'm selling tickets worldwide, which is really hard when you don't have any kind of a television platform and kind of nobody has your back and everyone thinks you're crazy. But a handful of people think I'm kind of on to something. So I just want you guys to know,
small
when I get
handful.
Home, I do not have one single day of paid work in front of me. And people that want me to go back and start in clubs and do 10 minutes again, I don't mean to be an ass, but no. I'm not going to do that. I've worked way too hard to go back and work for free and do the club scene again because this is some bullshit because I've been blacklisted. So I actually got another fundraising email from the great Norman Lear, and I just had to write back and go, yeah, none of you can ask me for money anymore. Okay, my legal bills are through the roof, obviously, because I'm doing something I really believe in. And I still say the end goal is for younger women and younger LGBT folks or disenfranchised people of any kind can watch me survive and with a sense of humor. So I just want to say, like, I have a show tonight in Vienna. I never thought I'd be able to play Vienna. Every single country I've played, I can't believe that there are hundreds, if not thousands of people that don't even speak English as their first language, as if I do. That's my opener. And I'm very heartened by that. So there is hope out there. There's a lot of forces coming against people like me that are trying to do something. I mean, look at Harvey Weinstein hired Kroll. By the way, Nick Kroll's dad started that company, Nick, so he doesn't have to worry about money. And some company called Black Cube to, like, follow Rose McGowan. So, you know, I'm kind of assuming I'm next. I'm already on the Interpol list and all this other stuff. So I don't want anybody else to have to go through this. So watch me do it, hopefully with aplomb and a sense of humor. And I'm on stage tonight at 8:30. I cannot wait to do my show. I only have 7 more shows left on this tour. And I'm not going to lie, it's going to be hard when I go home and I don't have one show in my future. So no, I don't do... I know I'm being an ass, but no, I don't want to do free shows. I don't want to do someone's 50-person club. I did that for decades. I think I should be able to get my life back. So I know I took a picture that offended a lot of people, but this wall of crap has never fallen on any woman in the history of America like it has on me. So, and by the way, I know about Eartha Kitt, and I very much encourage you to look her up. But even Eartha Kitt didn't have, like, Fox News. Although, by the way, I'm bowing down to Eartha Kitt and anyone else who's ever been blacklisted. So just, you guys, just try to have some compassion. I'm just trying to bring laughter to people. That's all I want to do. Yeah. I wish I was on television.
All right. That's, I have that's, 2 Emmys. That's enough. That's enough. On this blog, Richard wrote, "Unknown conservative entertainers have had to endure blacklisting forever. No one, but no one cares at all about them. This really unfunny person had a good life going and screwed it up and then kept digging herself in deeper. Sorry, Toots. It's that damnable action consequences dynamic at work here. The moose out front should have told you." I'm just, yeah, I mean, I really? Feminism and now you're the rainbow presenter for the lesbian, gay, transsexual, bisexual, and what other perversion you can think of. Now you're the poster child for that. I thought it was that you just didn't like Donald Trump and you hated Christianity. And you thought it'd be kind of cool to put out and hold out in a photograph the beheaded head of Mr. Donald J. Trump. And that backfired on you. By the way, this doesn't show to me any signs of slowing down. Charlie Rose, the dead-eyed dick that interviewed the global elite, well, he just lost a job on CBS and PBS as well. Things are happening, folks. Like Walrus Crankcase said, things are happening. Are you watching? Only he was one of them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This whole thing, Ron McDonald, is starting to blow up. Charlie Rose accused of sexual harassment and abuse by multiple women. Report from the Washington Post, of all things, the people that went after Donald Trump and after Roy Moore. The Washington Post documents the allegations of 8 women who say they were groped, harassed, and preyed upon while working for the longtime journalist and talk show host. In the same article, Rose issued a statement apologizing for his conduct. Well, these women are accusing him. I mean, that's on his end. I'm hearing some scratching or something going on. At any rate, the allegations include that Rose exposed himself to the women, groped their breasts, buttocks, and genital areas, and made sexually charged phone calls over the course of more than 10 years. He used to parade around naked in front of his women. You know, just a savory kind of, I'm an elite, nobody can touch me sort of guy. He did this thing on PBS for a number of years and also on CBS, the Charlie Rose Show.
And that dead-eyed Dick would sit there at a beat-up kitchen table, bringing the likes of the world elite in, just to schmooze and support their positions. There couldn't, and look who's starting to turn on these people. Ron, this is incredible.
Did I just lose your mic, or
no? You're still there.
Okay. Yeah. Well. You know, not that I believe all these stories, to be very honest with you, from people from the past to do this, but you have to give some credibility when someone's that famous. Certainly, people are going to lay down in front of them and say, hey, take me, right? I mean, isn't that what it is when you have power and wealth?
Do you have a fan on out there?
No, I don't.
Okay. There is this I keep hearing. Is your microphone scratching your beard or something?
No, I don't think so. Let me see here. Nope. Okay. There's about 2 inches between it.
Okay, we need to reconnect with you.
Okay.
All right, just hang up and we'll reconnect. That is bizarre. At any rate, while we're connecting with them. You know, I don't believe them all either, folks. And, you know, Ron's right. You know, how do you really muddy the thing? Well, you throw a few people under the bus. See, isn't that fair? You know, Kathy Griffin, oh my goodness, she can't get a job now. Well, that's because of the backlash, and it's hitting them in their pocketbooks is what is going on. They're trying to distance themselves from people that the rest of the country whipped their head around and went, they said what? This is what's going on. But that sword, that double-edged sword of Damocles is swinging both ways now. Well, aren't you gratified, Mr. and Mrs. America? Well, Kathy Griffith's getting hers. Charlie Rose is getting her. The one of the Weinstein crew is getting theirs. Oh, and, you know, we should revisit Bill Clinton because here were women that nobody wanted to talk to them. He was getting sexual favors in the Oval Office, for God's sakes. And, well, he got impeached over this kind of deal, and he lied. Felony. Felony, folks. Lying to a grand jury. That'd get you and me thrown in jail. But Bill Clinton just gets kind of censured over the deal. This thing is starting to break loose. And hopefully, and I'm starting to see a narrative here, the one Sean Hannity is pushing right now, oh, it's those Ruskies. Oh, yeah, Uranium One and the Ruskies. I think he's kind of leaving the Clinton Foundation and the payola. And this is just not about Uranium One. It's not about a deal with Secretary of State, then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. It's about the Clinton Foundation. It is about this sordid little thing that she was running for pay to play. And after she lost the election, it wasn't too long afterwards, she shut the Clinton Foundation down. And folks, if you had a foundation that supposedly that you're raking in millions of dollars for the benefit of people, why would you shut it down? That would be the only thing pretty much that you had left to do good in the world, to prove to the people how nice of a person you really are. Well, ask the people in Haiti. They have been making statements. Officials over there have been making statements. Some of those stories we have on our very own website. But did the national media pick it up? No, because it wouldn't have bode well for Hillary Clinton and the criminal cabal that sort of thing represents. So, do we have Ronnie back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, well, you sound so much better. Sounded like you were in a windstorm. I was about ready to ask you whether it was a hurricane or something going on out there.
I'm a little confused here. Was that Kathy Griffin's parting speech?
Well, no, it was her. It was her. I got a little cheese with my wine going on here. I've been thrown under the bus. You've been blacklisted because anybody that puts in any money to any production you're involved with, people don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it. The problem that they're having with the NFL right now. Oh, they're trying to lay this off on a bunch of other things. But at the heart of this is that people that just wanted to sit down on a Sunday afternoon or a Monday night or a Thursday night just wanted to forget about the world for three and a half hours and just watch a stinking football game. But the owners are now realizing by the actions of their players with
under the influence of Black Lives Matter, another BLM group. But, hey, you know, we're not going to acknowledge that. This is really what is going on. It's hurting the bottom line. It's hurting their bucks. When the sponsors to the NFL started to say, hey, you know, I don't know if we want our name associated with this. Uh-oh, eyebrows started to raise, Ron. What? The NFL that gets tax breaks all over the place? The people that build stadiums and go out there and get local tax money for it? Citizens paying for their house of worship? How exactly does that work? Well, then you have some corporate logo, a Mercedes logo, or some other logo on your stadium. How exactly does that work? Is this a private-public partnership? I don't even know how to describe this.
You know, you brought up a very valid concept, and that is RBN keeping its lights on? Did that make sense?
Just when you said that, the lights went out.
Did they?
Are we still on air? Maybe I should go do a 10-minute free comedy club routine. What do you think? Maybe I can walk into a comedy club and now make jokes about Kathy Griffin. Maybe people will laugh.
I think they would. With Kathy Griffin, they would.
You know, just the viewership to all these comedy shows and all the late-night entertainment shows are starting to suffer as well. Gee, I wonder why. They're undercutting their own viewership.
Yeah.
Tom sent me a text. Okay. All right. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Okay. No, I saw it. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, and I never heard the noise on the phone to let me know I was on air.
Well, you are now. Hello? Hello?
I have to say...
Jerry, face to the west, extend your right leg, cross your fingers, and cock your head 10 degrees to the left.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? I'm just thinking of something. Tricky Dick, he stepped down before he was impeached.
No, he wasn't impeached. He quit.
Yeah, you're right. And his...
I'm losing you again. Put that right foot back up. We lost him. Okay.
So, John, are you going to ask for donations to keep the lights on at RBN?
I'm sorry.
This is be the wrong time.
It's so dark in here, I can't hear. Yes. Ron, when are you coming out with your new book?
Oh, well, we're getting – it's on this lawyer. It's on this attorney. So,
and when what?
It has to go on at the same time the lawsuit is filed.
Okay. And any – this must be one hell of a lawsuit. It's taken a long time to file it.
Well, he had to clear up matters pertaining to part of what's in the book. So.
Okay. All right. So any day now?
I'm not going to give an answer to that because I don't know when. It's in the hands of the Almighty, as far as I'm concerned.
Or
when
or the attorney, which I don't think I don't think God practices law.
No, he doesn't. No. Yeah, that's what do they say? The same difference. An attorney thinks he's God, but God knows he's not an attorney or something like that.
Yeah. At any rate, to keep the lights on, folks, we need your support. Some of you out there have decided that, you know what, I'm just going to get this over with. Some person emailed me and told me that, you know what, I had basic cable and there is nothing but crap on there. I listen to your network most of the time anyhow. So the $30, $40, I think they were paying almost $50 a month for their cable. They said, you know what, we disconnected it. We can buy one of those antennas. If we want to watch the local news, fine. For local happenings, fine. We can still watch TV if we have to. But we're not going to anymore.
So they dump their cable, and they're now supporting the network with a $50 a month donation. Some people out there are donating $100. Some of the people out there that are a little better off. Jerry, which tried to call into the show, he's donating $100 a week.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, it depends on your station out there and your wallets, folks. But a lot of people are just making up their mind, look, your network is important. This is what we listen to, and it needs to continue. So they're going to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. At the top, there's a donate button. Takes you directly to a PayPal page, our PayPal page. You don't have to be a member of PayPal. There's nothing that's reported to anybody. You can go up there and make a nice one-time donation and then set yourself up on a monthly donation schedule. Out of sight, out of mind. You don't even know it's gone until you look at your bill. But, folks, this is what is necessary. Until such times that people become politically incorrect and advertisers aren't afraid to advertise on air, mostly they're gone because of economic circumstance. Most of the people that at one time or another advertised in this network maybe not even in business anymore. But there is multifaceted reasons why, but a lot of it has to do with political correctness as well. And I hope they're being demonstrated that political correctness is a fast track to hell. Just ask Kathy Griffin, being politically incorrect. Bottom line. At any rate, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. That's PayPal. Takes any credit card you got. Make a donation, folks. Or simply, if you want to do it, people have been sending money orders or checks or cash in the mail. That's fine. We would appreciate that as well. You can make that out to RBN. This is all you got to put on the letter. One lady sent us a donation, and I opened up an envelope, and there was an envelope that she had sent to us, but it had the wrong zip code to it, so it was sent back to her. She put that envelope in another envelope, sent it back to us, and it showed up. So all you have to simply do is just write this down, make sure you get the stuff correct, zip code included, and that will reach us. You can send us money wrapped in foil. Keep the prying eyes of the postal workers out of there. Money orders or checks, doesn't matter. You can address that to RBN 2251, Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302. Round Rock, two words again, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We would greatly appreciate it. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol. Asher, how are you doing?
Very well. Thank you, John. How are you? Hi, Ron.
Hi, Carol.
Listen, I have just a curious little story here I wanted to share. Sometimes when my hands are busy and I want some music to listen to, I turn on an outfit called AccuRadio, A-C-C-U Radio, and I got to hand it to them. They have like 1,000 different channels, every imaginable kind of music that you'd want to hear, okay? So sometimes I turn that on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they have a promotion. They're wonderful in terms of taking money from their, from their income and doing charities. And so now they're saying, help us. Tell us where we can best spend $30,000 during this holiday season. And they do this like twice a year at least. So anyway, I went on their site, and it shows about three different charities that they're already have been voted up that they probably will support. And I see that $1,000 can be sent to each of these, but they want you to vote. They said, vote for whichever one of these. And then the fourth one is other. So I wrote a little blurb about the Freedom Outreach and how desperately our people in the world need the truth about what's going on in our government, you know, and such. So anyway, then I wrote another note. They thanked me for my input. Then I sent a second time, and the second time I noticed the fine print down below. It says, the organization you recommend must be a 501c3. So I thought, boy, oh boy. You know? So anyway, what I wanted to do was call in, just like now, and suggest that a lot of your RBN listeners do the same thing. Contact the website of AccuRadio and do what I did, because they say the more votes that a particular charity, that's what they call it, the more votes an outreach gets, the better your chances of getting the $1,000. Well, so anyway, but I just wanted to know.
We're not a 501c3, though.
I'm aware of that. That's what I'm chuckling about. Okay. Sadly, you know.
Yeah.
Today I tried to reach them on a phone, and the best I can do is email. So I'm going to write them another little message and just say, you know, I appreciate you folks, and thanks for the good you're doing. But I just need to tell you that it's a shame that we are limited only to government-sponsored or government-approved charities, as it were. See, and then I'm going to tell them again why they and their children and their grandchildren need the freedom message. And nobody, and I gave your name, John, and I gave RBN's name, and I gave your phone number, your 800 phone number, where they could contact. But that was before I noticed you had to be a 501c3.
Carol, anyway, Carol, it probably has to do with them getting deductions for the whatever they give out.
I realize that. You know, you betcha, Ron. The only thing I want to point out to them is that there's a greater value than the tax deduction. You know, and if you folks care about America and our blessings the way we do, you'll want to support this, and maybe give a donation without getting the deduction.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just a message I thought I wanted to put out there.
Well, I appreciate that, Carol. Thank you.
Good point.
We'll keep trying.
Oh, well, we're gonna keep. You know, it's easy to row a boat when you got oars.
It does help.
Yeah, and right now I don't have any.
Up a creek without a paddle.
That's right, okay. And I don't have any oars in the water right now.
Well, okay.
Thank you, Carol.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
I'm sorry. You got Jerry back. Jerry.
Hello, John. I'm sorry about that. I'm working up in Wisconsin right now, so...
Well, that explains it.
Well, yeah, I might lose... I lose it every day, twice at least, on the way back to the hotel from the job site, so, and it's only 10 miles, so they don't have a good cell coverage here, but, you know, I was going on to say that Tricky Dick stepped down, or retired. You got Harry Reid retired. These people are untouchable now because they've given up that ultimate seat. They were a part of a corporation. And you can't touch them now because they've given it up.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and that is their ultimate... they don't have to go to jail like Tom or anything else like that. And I mean, I feel for Tom Lacavora. I used to listen to his show all the time.
Well, and here's the good news. He might be a year older, but he's a year wiser, and he's got up ahead of steam again, and he'll be back on the network before you can say Billy Bob.
Well, that's good to hear if they don't censor him.
The only way that they can censor him is throw him back in jail. That's the only way they can censor him. They have to violate his parole. And, you know, here's a First Amendment issue. They have not said that he's not allowed to do radio. They have not told him anything of the like, because for a federal judge to come out and tell somebody, well, you can't exercise your First Amendment rights because it would be in conflict with your parole, they're not going to go there. So as long as he keeps his P's and Q's in order, he will have nothing to worry about.
But the problem is, John, is he's the voice of the people.
Well, so am I, and I've not gone to jail. I'm still here. I've been doing this for 25 years. I'm still here. That's the importance about this, and you know it because you're the one donating money to the network, that this is the platform that is being used by people to come on this network and to talk about not only current issues, but what is broken with inside this country, and more importantly, why it's broke. We're the platform, man. So
that's like to hear, but if they're censoring free speech,
Jerry, they can't censor us. The only way, there's two ways that we're not going to be able to function. One, we don't have the funding, or two, the feds are stupid enough to break in and shut down a radio network that is not licensed, by the way. We're not given permission by the United States government through the FCC. We don't have to jump through any hoops. We didn't have to sign any papers because the FCC does not have any jurisdiction over radio networks, only radio outlets. So there's only two reasons, Jerry. We can't pay the bills and the place goes dark, or the feds just have had enough and come busting in. And I don't think that's going to happen. And the reason being, because millions of people have come into this party tent and have sat and listened for a while. They're fully aware of who and what we are. Go ahead and shoot this canary in the coal mine and see what happens.
Well, I'm glad to hear that upspeak. I'll tell you what, I just billed for a job. Hopefully I'll get paid before the end of the year, and I'll send you a grant. How's that sound, John? Thanks for taking my call. Ron, have a good night. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you so much. You know, committed? Committed to what we were doing.
Wow. Well, things are getting hot. I mean, if any time you have to remain on this, you know, on the network, keep it going, is during this time. It's very volatile right now.
Well, and I think, I really think this, Ron, that, you know, people, they got a little scared. Advertisers didn't want to be put in the crosshairs. And what used to happen, you had an advertiser on a radio station or a network, they would get calls going, we're going to boycott you. You're supporting this racist, homophobic. Whether it's true or not, that wasn't the point. The point was to scare the advertisers and hit them in the wallet. And they would pull back because they needed to bring in every buck that they could. Only companies that could afford it, like Chick-fil-A, how many years ago did they come out and tell people, hey, you know, by the way, we're not open on Sundays because we obey the Sabbath. You want to eat Chick-fil-A? Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Every day that ends in Y except Sunday. And they weathered it. And it's starting to come back around that not everything is connected. Freedom and liberty and doing business isn't always connected with somebody that makes the phone call saying that we're going to boycott or we're going to cause you a lot of problems. People are finally starting to feel their strength again. Their spines are straightening. If you hear that crackling sound, those are thousands of spines that heretofore that were bent over, they're straightening back up. So folks, come on board, be part of the family here, support that which is supporting you and will into the future. Ron McDonald, I appreciate it, my friend.
Hey, always a pleasure, John.
Well, it was kind of a different show today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Good show.
All right, Ron. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Okay.
All right, folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Seriously, don't think about it. Just do it. Go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button at the top. Be a donor. Be a participant, not just a bystander. We're here for you. See you tomorrow.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.